After speaking with many of you, having 5 out of the 8 days of Pesach, either Yom Tov or Shabbos, some people are getting a bit Yom Tov'd out. As for me, I'm probably going to be doing the minhag of my family, the custom which we've been doing for many years, after being able to only eat matzah. We all jump into our cars on Yisru Chag, and we go to Carvel for ice cream sundaes. What exactly is the proper attitude? What do we need to take with us? What message should we carry forward in our lives after sundown tonight? The Gemara in Sukkah and Memhamed Beis does infer that Yisru Chag may very well be the most underrated Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Kol osa Yisru l'chag b'achil av ashtia, mala lav hakasuv, ki'ilu banu mizbeach, v'hikrav olav karbon. Whoever makes an addition to the festival by eating and drinking, the Torah considers it as though you've built an altar and presented and brought an offering, a sacrifice before Hashem. But why is this? Why is having a little bit more to eat, adding on to the Yom Tov on Yisru Chag tomorrow, why is it such a great, great thing that it's as though you built a mizbeach and brought a sacrifice? I believe that by doing so, what you're doing is you're saying that the Yom Tov experience that you had, you don't want to get rid of, but rather you want to take those experiences with you and carry them throughout the rest of the year. It is the attitude of the end that often makes all the difference. We know that the Jewish people at Har Sinai were on such a tremendous madrega where they reached the level of Nasa v'Nishma. Yet they're criticized for their actions at the end. That they were ketineka borech mebeit sefer, like a little child running away from school. Rather, sticking around and staying those few extra minutes could really make all the difference. As a professor in previous universities, such as at Husson College, University of New Haven, I experienced those few minutes. They truly make a difference. There I am giving a 4-hour lecture, and you're sitting there, and you act as though you're interested. But if the second I'm done with my lecture, and I'm winding down, you start seeing those students, they're packing, they're standing, they're putting on their coats. What type of impression does that make? It shows that you really don't want to be there. But just sticking around for those few minutes, hovering around the professor's desk, asking a couple of questions, it shows that you care, that you're not just waiting for the bell to run out of class. This is the message also of Zekeli Vandehu, that this is my God, and I'll glorify Him. His son lefana b'mitzvos, also lefana sukkana lulavna. By beautifying the mitzvah, it shows that you're not just trying to get away with the bare minimum, but you're actually trying your best to learn, to grow. And therefore, it shows that what you're doing is going to carry with you something for all days. It's very interesting that on the last day of Pesach, that we should not forget everything that we've accomplished, everything we've achieved throughout all Pesach. As we mentioned previously, Chabad Hasidim do not recite in their Pesach Haggadah Chasal Seder Pesach Kehilchato, because their message is that the lessons of the Seder should not be Chasal Seder Pesach, should not be completed at Nirtza, but rather that they should be carried forward throughout the year. Furthermore, we tell the Chacham, the child who is wise, Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikomen. We're telling the wise child to keep the taste of the matzah still in your mouth. Keep it with you, the meaning, the message, the beauty of the matzah throughout your year. And therefore, we must remember the messages of Pesach, the message of matzah, the message of maror, not just on Pesach itself, but we must carry that with us all year round. Pesach teaches us that Hashem cares about us. Hashem loves us, each and every one of us. As He passed over our homes, so too we must remember this tremendous bond that we have with God. The message of matzah we should never forget. We must remember the importance of being humble, to try to exemplify a nivus, just like Moshe. There's an Ish Moshe Anan Ma'od that we must constantly remember. That even the great man Moshe, his name is mentioned only once in all of the Haggadah. We must also remember the maror, the pains of slavery, of our Jewish people, and all the things that they did to make our life a little bit easier. When we do so, we'll be then able to appreciate chairus, the freedoms that we have in our country. We must also remember and carry with us to be charitable, to open our homes, to be able to increase our hachnasas orachim. As we recite in the Halachim Anya, called Dich Vin Yetzivi Echol, let us come and be more hospitable and kind and generous and philanthropic to others in need. We must remember to listen to our children's questions and remember from the Manishtana and the children, the four children, that each child needs to be addressed and answered in a way that they can relate and understand. We must remember inclusiveness. We should not alienate the Russia. Every person deserves to be heard and answered and deserves to be at our table, regardless of their own convictions or beliefs. We must remember to appreciate every little thing that Hashem does for us. Dayenu is not the Janet Jackson mentality of what have you done for me lately, but Hakar Satov, for every single step of the way, everything that He did, even many, many years ago. And we must remember to display empathy and compassion to others. Binfoil Avechal Tismach. There's a reason we remove the wine from our goblets on Pesach night, that we should feel the pain and not rejoice over other people's sufferings. We must remember our unique relationship that we have with Hashem, as is stated in Shir HaShirim, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, for I am to Hashem, and my beloved God is to me. You must remember the Mesiras Nefesh, the Bnei Israel exemplified by taking the Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, a deity, a god of the Egyptians. And remember the same Mesiras Nefesh displayed by the many righteous individuals who gave their very lives rather than to back down from their beliefs. But remember Lashon Nahabab Yerushalayim. We must never lose hope for a brighter future, a brighter tomorrow. In a few moments, we'll be reciting Yizkor. We will be remembering those who came before us, who helped shape and mold us. I often quote the Chazal, Sadikim afil misasa nikrochayim. By remembering all the positive attributes and actions, their legacy continues through us. Let us learn to take with us all the messages of our loved ones, all the teachings of Passover. By doing so, we never truly say Chasal Seder Pesach. Rather, it will continue with us throughout our lives. Good Yom Tov.